Arise and Trim Your Lamps. Melrose, Massachusetts, August 25th, 1904. I am awakened at 2 o'clock to write out a message that I am to bear to the men in positions of responsibility who have assembled at Melrose, and to those who shall attend camp meetings and councils in other places. Arise and trim your lamps, for your lights are going out. The experiences of the past year have been of a character to destroy the faith of the people of God in the third angel's message. Now is the time for all to arouse from slumber and see if there is oil in their vessels with their lamps. At this time, strong camp meetings should be held near our large cities. Satan is making every effort to bring in spiritualistic sophistries to throw his deceptions over minds. Now is the time for every follower of Christ to be clothed with the whole armor of God and to fight manfully against the encroachments of the power of darkness. Let not our soldiers be found asleep at their post. The world is to be warned. If ever there was a time when a strong spiritual influence should be exerted in our camp meetings, it is now. There are strong men, precious in the sight of God, who are under a spell. They do not realize that they are represented by the foolish virgins. Scientific, spiritualistic philosophy has taken the minds of some from the message to be proclaimed at this time. There are those who live merely to criticize. They have been associating with those who have learned from the great deceiver. Their hearts bear the sting of the serpent, and they are prepared to enter upon a campaign of unbelief. Those who have fallen asleep at their post are now to awake and trim their lamps. They are not to entertain one vestige of doubt as to the truth for this time. The hypnotism of Satan must be shown in its true bearing. We are not to turn our steps toward Egypt, but toward Canaan, the land of promise. The Lord says to me, "I have strengthened you to bear a message for this time. Wake up the men who have been receiving sophistries. They are asleep as to the great importance of the present time and the dangers of the future. Some who in the past have had a genuine experience will awake, because their lives have not been a continual contradiction of truth. They have oil in their vessels with their lamps. Not one of them should be asleep. All are to be aroused. The sophistry to which men have consented to listen is of Satan's devising, presented to start on a false track those who are waiting for Christ's coming. We to live only for the glory of God. Self and selfishness must die. The cheap experience that many have leaves them subject to Satan's temptations. We all need to obtain a deeper experience. This we must do if we are ready to meet the bridegroom. We must now put on every piece of the Christian armor and stand ready to fulfill the high purpose that God has for us. Our thoughts, motives, and desires are to be brought into obedience to the will of God. They are to be inspired and controlled by Him. We are to ask ourselves, am I exerting all my capabilities to keep my lamp filled with oil and carefully trimmed, that from it may shine brightly and clearly the light of present truth? Am I awakening the world to its danger? Am I leading perishing souls to Christ? Am I arousing men to see that the end of all things is at hand? I am instructed to ask our people, are you exercising your stewardship in thorough consecration? Are you employing your God-given powers to spread the knowledge of the truth? Does the light of the Holy Spirit shine through you to interest and captivate the world? Is self so lost, so forgotten, that God is magnified? Is God all and in all and above all in your lives? The light that has been given us on the prophecies is not to become dim, but is to shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We have no time to trifle away in useless controversies, because the coming of the Lord is near. Those who are represented by the wise virgins, those who in the past have had a precious experience in the truth, are now to arouse and trim their lamps. Let those who have listened to sophistry now cut out every vestige of this out of their experience. Do not allow your time to be taken up in discussion regarding these sophistries. Do not remain in the fog of skepticism until it is too late for you to find your bearings. Entire consecration to God puts to an end all vain, foolish suppositions and imaginations. Wake up the mighty men. Tell them to put on the whole armor of God and engage in the warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6, verse 12, 13.